Hello, I'm Francis Frampenstamper, and this is Close Up, a section of our program in which we chat with stars of stage, screen, podcast, tent revivals, their own bedroom mirrors, and what have you. Yes, we talk here at 2000 Megawatt Clear Channel KBOO Radio Central with celebrities who now happen to be visiting in Portland. Tonight's guest is the world-famous mime Martine Martoon, who will be appearing on stage tomorrow night at the Schnitz in a benefit to relieve Donald Trump of some of his campaign debt. Mr. Martoon, now in his 90s, has worked on every continent over the past 75 years and is the inspiration for every annoying mime artist who has ever irritated you to any degree on any street in the world. Martine, welcome. Mr. Martoon is costumed in his usual mime garb, white face paint with black lips and eyebrows, a striped t-shirt, black pants with black suspenders, white gloves, long shoes, and a beret. Your publicity handout says you got the idea for the costume 75 years ago after seeing a photo of a Greek army soldier's dress uniform. Yes, I understand you had a birthday last week. You're 96 years old. That's amazing. You were born in France just as the First World War was ending. Tell us, what part of France are you from? I wish you folks at home could see Martine miming his answers, but then this is radio, isn't it? This is your first time in Portland. Have you had a chance to take in any of the city? Maybe you've sampled the wares at one or two of our famous food carts. Mr. Martoon is making a motion that resembles a smiling person quickly stuffing food in his mouth. His cheeks are puffed way out, so I assume he's pretending to stuff a lot of food in his mouth. Oh, well, now he's silently coughing and spitting food all over the floor. I hope you'll be cleaning that mess up after the show, Martine. I know I won't. You've come here after a long, successful run in Chicago at the Lincoln Park Zoo, where you were making a special appearance in the chimpanzee cage. How did you like the second city? Oh, wait. Where are you going? Martine Martoon has gotten out of his chair, folks, and is headed for the door. Oh, but wait. Apparently a strong gust of wind is coming through the door. I don't feel it. I don't feel it, but it's blowing him back. All the way back into his seat, where he's now slouched down and patting his heart. I interpret that as saying, you like Chicago, Martine, the windy city. Of course. They tell me you came to Portland with a friend. Tell me about him. Hey, what are you doing? It looks like. Are you leading a dog around on a leash? Have I got that right? So your friend is a dog, right? Yes. Wait, stop. That's okay, I get it. You don't have to lick my face. And now you're humping my leg. This is so embarrassing. And now you're lifting your leg and pretending to piss on my leg. Except, you're not pretending. You are pissing on my leg. Well, that's okay. These pants were due for a visit to the dry cleaners anyway. One of your most famous portrayals is that of a man pulling on an invisible rope. Yes, you're doing it now. That's it. Exactly. You pull and pull on a rope that's not there. But please tell me, why is the man pulling on the rope? Very few of us have ever pulled on a rope like that, and I've always wondered why that man would be pulling on a rope. What's it attached to? Martine Martoon is now pointing to his pursed lips. Now he's pretending to zip his lips. Your lips are sealed? That's mime business for sealing your lips, right? No, it's not. Then what the hell? He's taking a notebook out of his rucksack and he's writing something out with an actual pen. I don't know that this is really an accepted procedure for a mime, but okay, let's see what you've written. You've written the word charades. Charades? You're going to do a charade. Well, this is kind of strange, but okay, first word, two syllables. First syllable, you're flapping your arms. Bird. No? Now you're using your fingers and as antenna just above your eyes. Are you a bug? Type of bug. Okay, a butterfly? Oh no, wait, that's three syllables. Bee? First syllable, bee. Second syllable sounds like scratch. No, cat claws. 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 Bee. Claws. Because. Okay. First word, because. Third word, wall. You're pointing to the studio wall. No? Something over there. You're pointing to something over there. Over there. 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 That's it. The third word is there. Okay. Because. Another word. Then there. Because it's there. Because it's there. The man's pulling the rope because it's there. I see. But why did you mime sealing your lips just now? You're zipping up your lips again. Well, maybe that's a French mime thing, because that's totally lost in translation. Another of your famous presentations is that of a man in a glass box trying to get out. Could you do that for us? Oh, good. But first you're miming that you're going to have a cigarette. A real cigarette? I hope not. you know, there's no smoking in the studio. But now he's miming, pulling a cigarette out of his pack. He puts it to his lips and mimes lighting a match. He lights the pretend cigarette with the pretend match and takes a deep puff. Oh, Mr. Martoon, you're actually choking on non-existent tobacco smoke. How clever! That's very convincing. Wait, you really are choking? Hey, can we get him a glass of water, a drink of water? No. He's miming pulling a cork from a bottle. Oh, you want wine? Sorry, I'm afraid we don't keep wine at KBOO, so... you pulled something out of your rucksack. He brought a rucksack with him. It appears he's pulled out a pretend bottle of wine. He removes the cork, and now he's chugging the wine down right out of the bottle. No, thank you, Martine. I'll pass on your offer. I don't drink wine on the job. Not even pretend wine. Mime wine, or whatever. Martine, why are you getting up? You're staggering. Are you pretending to be drunk? Oh, my God. You just staggered into our control board. He's down on the ground, folks, convincingly drunk. Mr. Martoon, can you get up? Here, let me help you. No, don't pull me down, please. Come on now. Oh, come on now. First you piss on my leg, and now you've pulled me onto the floor. This is very irregular. Come on, get up. No, please, don't leave. I'm sorry. You know... Ouch! You've run into an invisible wall. It's your glass box trick gone haywire. He's feeling around, looking for an escape from the glass box he sealed himself into. He can't find a door. Now he's leaning against one of the pretend glass walls and trying to catch his breath. Golly, how do you do that? That's really clever for a man your age. Now he's reaching for something in his pants pocket. It's a small mallet. He's going to bang on the glass wall with a mallet. Oh my God! That was so convincing! There was even the sound of glass breaking. Hey, did you make the sound throwing your voice somehow? Mr. Martoon is now rubbing his throat. He's rolling something into a ball. He's going into a wind-up, and now he's throwing... are you pretending to throw your voice in a literal sense? Jesus, that's really pretty childish, don't you think? You look offended. Did I somehow offend you? He's picking up his rucksack, and now, Martin Martoon, you're leaving? Is he gone? Somebody tell him he forgot his rope. I would like to thank M. Watson Dodge for assisting me on this interview.